Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, here today with Juliana Dragos, counselor for teens and young adults in Geneva and Lausanne. She is also the co-founder of the Lausanne Therapy Space. Juliana will speak to us this month about young adults, and for more information, you can visit her website, youngadultscounseling.com. Juliana, are there specifics to the psychology of young adults?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of psychological change that's going on. So there's continued brain development that's going on, particularly in regions that are affecting long-term thinking, risk and reward evaluation, emotion regulation, and seeing things as more nuanced rather than black and white. Also, we're seeing a lot of onset of mental illness in the young adult years, as we do in adolescence, I should say, as well. And then finally, anxiety and depression are particularly high in these years.
So are there specific triggers that would, you know, bring on the onset of psychological challenges for the young adult population?
There are many environmental and lifestyle triggers that are going on. So we think about young adults, and they're often very far away from their support system. Maybe they've left to go to university or pursue another work opportunity. Oftentimes, they're dealing with a lot of stress from higher education and other responsibilities. And they're navigating new social and romantic relationships as well, which can be very, very stressful. And, you know, the other thing, too, that we don't think about a lot with young people is that they're quite a lonely, isolated population. This isn't the image that we have, but...
No, that's right. We kind of imagine them always, moving around in groups.
And yet, so often, what we're seeing is that many young adults are living on their own or living with people that maybe they just happen to live with as housemates but don't feel any sort of kinship with.
Right. That's a very good point.
And I think what's important to just sort of realize is that oftentimes young adults are starting a whole new life in a whole new place. And that's a really hard task, too.
Right. Right, which would be hard for any of us.
Exactly. Much less with less life experience to do so.
Right, that's very well said. So we can understand that they might be a vulnerable population. Yeah, thank you so much, Juliana. For more information, please contact her at youngadultcounseling.com.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on IIL.ch.